Good morning. Welcome back to the Poetry Vlogs Flash Briefing Poetry Readings. I have finally moved into my new space. I've finally unpacked my books. They're even rainbow organized. Feel free to check them out on the Instagram account, just the Poetry Vlog with underscores between all the different words. And I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet, like always promised, 2 minutes or less. Today, I'm going to read from Joseph Rios, his book Shadowboxing, Poems and Impersonations. I'm going to read the first poem in this section that's titled Round Two, Saving Nations. The poem is There Is No Tomorrow. Josepha's college roommate once believed it necessary to take over Wheeler Hall at Berkeley, chain the doors, and hold off the police for many days. There were many well-recorded facts that could have motivated such an action. When asked to explain himself, his roommate recited this Mario Savio line from memory. There comes a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. Ishmael Armandares, known to his grandmother and only his grandmother as Ishmael, explained the need for direct action in this manner. Commenting further, Ish went on to recall Tupac's famous poetic metaphor of the rose that grew from concrete. Ishmael said that we should encourage and foster the growth of these roses, yes, but that this was not enough. The problem lies not with the roses. No, the problem is one of concrete. Ishmael said, we roses have to do more than show off our pretty petals. We roses must grow hands and feet. We roses must remove the concrete. Man or none, this shit is worth a damn. All right, that's Joseph Rios, Shadowboxing. I am in love with this book, and I'll probably read from it more later for you this week. Have a lovely day.